Proclamation number 6345 of 2nd of September, 1955. My kingdom is not of this world. Even if you are drawn to the world, it is not the kingdom which can truly make you happy. It only offers you a sham happiness. It gives you sham goods which do not last. Eternity lies ahead of you. An infinitely long time of inconceivable bliss lies ahead of you if you have not chained yourselves to the world. If you can detach yourselves from it as long as you live on earth. I only ask you to give up what is worthless in itself in order to exchange real values for yourselves. I take nothing from you, but I give you incomparably much. And that you nevertheless hesitate as its reason in your wrong evaluation of the earthly, of the world and its goods. You only value it because your body takes pleasure in it. But what is your body? Only a likewise transient shell of your actual self. You only ever create for this shell of yours, but your I alone remains, and you should take care of this I. You should love your soul, but not your body. What you now deny your body in favor of your soul will not be to your disadvantage, for the more you detach yourselves from the world, the easier and more carefree will be your ascent upwards, into the kingdom which alone is permanent, which receives your eye after the death of the body. My kingdom is not of this world. Always keep these words of mine in mind. If you want to inhabit my kingdom one day, since you know that your stay on this earth is not permanent, do not stupefy yourselves with such thoughts that it is over with your death. Face the danger openly and for once come to terms with the thought that you have not passed away, that you continue to live, and then seriously ask yourselves whether you desire a blissful or an exceedingly sad, agonizing fate. And then live on earth in such a way that you will be fulfilled. No one can escape death, and no one can escape the fate he has created for himself through his earthly life, yet everyone can prepare a blissful fate for himself if he resists the world, if he kills all desire for it, if he only imagines himself to be on a transit station, the destination of which will then be a kingdom of peace and unlimited bliss. Wait a little while longer for the fulfillment of your longing. Don't look for it on earth, but know that you may receive all glories in the spiritual kingdom when your soul has freed itself on earth from the bonds of matter. You have to pass through earthly life, but you must not allow yourselves to be captured by the world, which my adversary will keep tempting you with in order to prevent you from reaching the right aim. The earthly world is and remains my adversary's kingdom. If you attach your heart to earthly things, then you will also become enslaved by my adversary again, from whom you had already separated yourselves. But my kingdom is not of this world. And if you want to take possession of me and my kingdom, you must consciously leave the earthly world behind you, and your thoughts and senses must only be directed towards me, who can and will also grant you a true happiness which lasts forever. Detach yourselves from the world, then you will also detach yourselves from my adversary, and then eternal bliss awaits you. Amen.